A well-known encampment of unhoused individuals just outside Penticton's city limits may be cleared soon. The camp has been the focus of concern from residents of the West Bench area and nearby Red Wing resorts, particularly after a fire broke out in October 2023. The land is part of an easement for Highway 97, which takes it out of the jurisdiction of the city of Penticton and the regional district of Okanagan-Similkameen, and makes it the responsibility of the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure. One of the camp's residents, John Tanga, spoke with a Western News on July 9, just outside the encampment. Tanga said he had been living there for 2 years, that no one could kick him out since no one owned the land, and that three people lived in the area. Later that day, Tanga spoke with Global News, where he claimed that he had received an eviction notice and was ordered to leave by Monday. Moti refused to confirm that residents had been served eviction notices. Since 2023, the camp has grown substantially and become particularly noticeable to anyone driving along Highway 97. A number of individuals can often be seen traveling on foot or by bicycle to and from the camp at all hours. In an emailed statement, Moti stated that it continues to work with the Ministry of Housing when responding to encampments on Crown lands. With respect to the encampments in the region, Moti is actively engaged with other provincial ministries, local governments, RCMP and Penticton Indian Band to find resolutions for concerns at these sites, reads the statement. Several meetings have been held this week involving all agencies, with a goal to ensure a compassionate and respectful outcome. In a follow-up email, the ministry reiterated its statement and did not comment on whether eviction notices were served or if evictions had been delayed due to recent high temperatures. The regional district of Okanagan-Similkameen directed questions to the Ministry of Transportation. Penticton Mayor Julius Bloomfield stated that the city had no comment at this time due to ongoing negotiations. The camp has been the focus of discussion by several levels of local government, including by West Bench RDOS Director Riley Geddens last October, just weeks before the fire, and again in February. The RCMP did not respond to a request for a statement by the time of publication.